Well, on paper you'd think it's a bit of a treat. Private Lives is on at the Cambridge Arts Theatre this week, a Noel Coward play starring Patricia Hodge and Nigel Havers. The recipe for success. Let's find out whether Nicola Upson had a good night out last night, shall we? Nicola joins us on the line. Good afternoon, Nicola.
Good afternoon, Neil. How are you?
I'm good. Are you good? Was it a good night out last night?
I'm still fizzing from it. I think the way you've introduced it there is perfect. I mean, had this been in the days when I was working at the theatre and I'd seen that come through on the forecast bookings, I'd have just rubbed my hands and known it was going to be a magical week. And I think that was certainly proven in the theatre last night, because all the audiences knew what a treat this was going to be as well. And it was a really, really classy production. There's something about Noel Coward, as you suggested just there. When Nigel Havers made his first appearance last night as Elliot, he got a round of applause. Same with Patricia Hodge when she appears as Amanda on the balcony for the first time. And I was trying to think, the last time I saw that was in the West End when Angela Lansbury was playing Madame Arcati in Blythe Spirit. So there is something magical that happens when you get wonderful actors, well-loved actors in an old coward play. It's very special, and it's unlike anything else you get in the theatre.
But when you say well-loved as well, that is part of the ingredient, isn't it? Is it the writing? Is it the performance? Is it just everything?
Well, all those individual parts are great, obviously. I mean, a Noel Coward play, particularly that one, I think. He wrote his plays very quickly, a lot of them, and I think that was over something like 4 days as a promise he'd made to Gertrude Lawrence. And it was, he told her to keep her autumn free in 1930. And she did. And of course, he sent her the play and she said, "Not much wrong with it that can't be fixed." which he took exception. And I gather the sort of argument ensued that takes place on stage between Amanda and Elliot at times. But when all those things come together, that's when it becomes something a little bit more, something less tangible. And I think that happened last night, because it's so pacey, this production. And it's a wonderful concept. The idea of Elliot and Amanda, a divorced couple. Obviously, they are the only people for each other, really, but they are divorced because they can't be together anymore without fighting. They separate, obviously, and they each remarry, and they end up in adjoining balconies in a hotel in France. So it's that element of chance that brings them together. And then, of course, the attraction and the magic kicks in again, and we see their relationship together set against each of their respective relationships with their new partners, Victor and Sybil. And it's the most wonderful dialogue. There's lots of arguments on stage. There's lots of making up on stage. In fact, I think Noel Coward wrote to Gertrude Lawrence that he wanted to do something about those relationships that would give the old ladies a thrill in the matinee. So you get that kind of sexual tension and chemistry on stage. And the chemistry between Nigel Havers and Patricia Hodge was just wonderful last night. You never for a moment thought of them as Nigel Havers and Patricia Hodge. They were Amanda and Elliot, and constantly believable.
But without checking my filmographies and my screenplays, though, I am assuming they will have worked together quite closely over the years.
I would think so. I don't know that either, particularly. I can remember their individual projects. I can't offhand remember anything together, but I would imagine they know each other. They seemed like very good friends on stage. I don't know that to be true or not.
And that's a spot on either that, or they're just the extraordinary professionals that we know they are. But that's the thing, isn't it? When the characters are believable. And we've talked before about things like Dial M for Murder, where things get adapted for the stage. And this written straight for the stage, does that make a difference?
Yeah, I think it does. Well, it makes a difference when it's written by Noel Coward.
Well, that's true.
Because everything is so natural. You do feel like you've just drawn the curtain back and you are watching this scenario unfold. Except, of course, they are much wittier and more eloquent than most of us are when we're having a row. In fact, that's probably one of the interesting things between it, because when the new spouses start to have rows, they're considerably less erudite than the rows that Elliot and Amanda have. And so you can see that relationship. You can see the longevity of it.
That's the thing,
well,
isn't it?
They know each other. And the characters, you know, they could easily have been stereotypes, but Noel Coward is so funny and so witty, but also such an acute observer that everything ties into this mix. And the other thing that's lovely about this production, I think, there's a it uses lots of Noel Coward music that he wrote leading up to 1930 when Private Lives was originally staged. So you get that lovely side of it as well. Obviously, there's a particular song that has a resonance for the characters in the play, but more than that, it's used beautifully in the production.
And in terms of the fact that it was written in the 30s, I presume there are elements of any relationship that transcend the test of time and the change of style. So these arguments and this relationship, I'm taking it, it's timeless, is it?
It is. It's good that you said that, because that was something that struck me. They have a particular exchange about how many relationships and partners each has had since they split up. And there's a moment when Nigel Havers says to Patricia Hodges, well, it's different for me. I'm a man. And he, of course, that gets a huge reaction from the audience. And although it is, in the one sense, you know, something that should not be appropriate to today's dialogue, you can still hear that being said in couples having rows in this day and age. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. It is timeless. It's both timeless and
of a time.
Pertinent to its period, yeah.
Fantastic. It gets some thumbs up for you then. So it's on this week. It's on performances on Monday to Friday, 7:30 p.m, Saturday at 8. There's matinee performances on Thursday at 2:30 and Saturday at 3. I'm going to give ticket prices. From what you're saying, you don't really stand much of a chance.
Well, it was very busy last night. I think you'd have to be very, very quick or get some returns. But yes, worth a try. Do ring the box office.
Stand outside and grovel. Tickets are priced between £25 and £45, including a £3 per ticket booking fee. But it's money well spent by the sound of it.
It is, yeah. It was a sparkling night out. And in this cold weather, I think, leading up to the panto, it's just what we need to, you know, finish the season and move on to Panto World.
Ah, that's lovely. Well, there we are. So it's Patricia Hodge and Nigel Havers doing Noel Coward at the Cambridge Arts Theatre. Yeah, that gets you in the mood for Christmas. So what's next?
It's Panto.
You're looking up for it, yes.
Yeah, Panto Night on the 7th of December. So very much looking forward to that. Although I do have to say, I noticed while I was queuing last night in the ladies that this year Aladdin is going to be played by a man. Which will be a new experience for me. I don't think in all my years of panto I've seen that. So let's see what happens there.
Well, that's okay. Well, they know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. It's going to be an interesting one. Oh, bless you. Nicola, glad you had a great time. Thanks ever so much indeed for coming on today. Take care. Love to you, Amandy.
You too. Bye, Neil.